This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
On the internet, we're thankful you're with us today. I'm Pastor Rich. This is Oriole Christian Assembly that you are watching through the internet. It's amazing what we can do with social media today. Amen. But welcome. And again, we meet Sunday mornings at 10, Wednesdays at 7. So you are welcome to come visit us here on the northwest side of Chicago. Go to our website if you need more information, OrioleChristianAssembly.org. You can find out all about us. And we'd love to have you come visit us. Amen? All right. Praise God. So today I want to continue. I told you last week I probably was going to go to part two. How many remember that? Part two. How many remember the title of last week? Anybody? What was the title last week? I'm going to test you today. Anybody remember the title? Or a word? It was only two words. The righteous. Somebody say the righteous. That's me and you today. How many know that? How many are the righteous? Boy, you're really quiet here again today. I don't have any coffee to give to you. I have some tea that I'm sipping on a little bit because I've been having a little phlegm lately again. I don't know what that is. It's been gone for the longest, and now it's trying to come back. We're not going to accept that. How many know that? But anyways, I think you last week was really good. I didn't get to listen or watch the whole thing. Because how many know, if you miss it, if you're not here, you can go on the internet and watch it like it's live. Isn't that neat today? So you can do that. You just go to the internet and go to YouTube and Facebook and you can watch it, okay? So that's what I've been doing. But I didn't get to see the whole thing. I saw maybe half of it, and I thought it was really good. But we were in Psalm 34 last week. I'm sorry, we were not in Psalm 34. We were in Psalm 32 last week. Today we're going to be in Psalm 34. So you can turn there. And I'm just going to real briefly review what we talked about last week because it's important. And I didn't even realize how all this come together because it is the Jewish feast, right? It's the holy days, the holy feast that the Jewish people are about to celebrate now. They do in the spring and they do in the fall. And it's a time of rejoicing, right? It's a time of singing. It's a time of praise. It's a time to blow the shofar. So the Lord's been telling me this stuff, and I didn't even think about it. It connects. It's the time for it. Even for the Christian church, for Oriole to do it. We've been doing it for 13 years here. We're probably one of the few churches in Chicagoland that still celebrate or even understand the Jewish feast. So you're blessed here, okay? I was blessed, my wife and I, to be in a church before where our pastor and his wife, they brought this to us. And we had a tremendous time every year during the Jewish holidays. We would celebrate for 8 days straight from Sunday to Sunday. One day, maybe we'll get to that. I would love to do that sometime. Have people come in as guests, okay? And the way we used to do it before, there was no preaching, no teaching. It was just praise. It was a praise and dance and worship, giving, and we would invite different Christian groups to come in every night. We even had one night, how can I tell you, I don't remember their name, but they were awesome. They were charismatic Catholics. Hear me today, church. Charismatic Catholics. What does that mean? Holy Spirit-filled Catholics. Did you know that they're out there? Yeah, they've been out there. They're just, you don't hear much about them. The Catholic Church don't even talk about it. I'm talking about them because they're spirit-filled, okay? And they had a group from the north side. They would come to our church on the southeast side, and they would lead one of those services. We would have a tremendous time of praise and worship. Catholic Christians. How many love the Catholics? You're supposed to love them. You love everybody, right? Some of them, they're walking in truth. Not all of them, but you know what? We don't have everybody in the Pentecostal arena in the right place either. How many know that? We got to pray for one another. We're supposed to unite. We're supposed to work together. Amen? We really are. We're not against any other denomination or religion. I'm against false doctrine, but I'm not against other churches who are preaching the gospel. That's my brother and sister. Amen? So we need to support one another. So anyways, last week I'm gonna give this to you real fast because I'm not going to dwell on last week. I'm going to dwell on the message this week. But five things I told you to do last week that we're supposed to do as the righteous, right? And you can look at this later on your own. Psalm 32:11 and Psalm 33:1-3. The Lord told us to be, number one, glad in the Lord. How many are glad today? All right? You're supposed to do, number two, rejoice in the Lord. Can I get an amen? You're really too quiet for me today. Number three, you're supposed to shout for joy. Man, I wish I could blow this right now. I wake some of you up. We're supposed to shout for joy. And then also, we found out in those scriptures, we're supposed to sing. And sing a new song. New songs are good. New Christian songs are good. How many know that? Dawn likes to sing new songs. How about it, Dawn? She'll come to me and say, Pastor, I got a new song. She's all excited about it. I like that, right? We're supposed to, and Rose gets new songs too, both of them, right? And that's good. We're supposed to sing. And then it also told us that we're supposed to play. Somebody play. Say play. Play our instruments skillfully, right? Meaning we practice. You know, Angelina, she's blessed us. I'm waiting for you to come tell me, Pastor, I got another special with the saxophone, you know, the brass, right? We're supposed to play our instruments. I used to play the drums. I can still play. I used to play every Sunday at our former church. I loved it because we had a band. We had a group, right? But we're supposed to be good at it, real good. Somebody say that. Skillfully, right? These are the things the righteous, how many righteous here today, are supposed to do. Okay, now today I want to continue this. So let's go to Psalm 34. And this is going to encourage you today, but it's also going to put some perspective in your life today. Because how many are going through some kind of trouble today? I want you to be honest with me. You've been going through some trouble, some difficult time. Can I want to see your hand raised for a second? Okay, thank you for your honesty. Christians do go through problems. We do. Troubles, and you're going to read that here, but God's going to encourage you by what he says. For those of us who are maybe having a trouble problem today, God has an encouraging word for you. So here we go. In Psalm 34, this whole chapter is awesome. I don't have time to give you the whole chapter. I'm just going to give you a few verses. I want you to go down all the way to Psalm 34, 15. 15, okay? I want you to read the balance of the scripture on your own time. It's an awesome chapter, really. It's very encouraging. The Psalms are very encouraging. You should read them every day, like you read Proverbs and you read something in the New Testament, okay? You still need to read the Old Testament, but focus on the New, because we're in the New. Somebody say the New. New Testament. You should know the New Testament inside out. You really need to. A lot of people don't, okay? So look at what it says here. Verse 15 of Psalm 34. This is part two, the righteous. Amen. It says, the eyes of the Lord are upon who? The righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. Today we sang, I'm telling you, the last few weeks, God has really blessed me. The songs that they're picking, I don't tell them my message. This week, I didn't even know what the songs were. Usually I do know the songs, but I don't look at them until Sunday. God has been really in the songs, even giving us the message, okay? It says here that the eyes of the Lord are upon certain ones, the righteous. That should bless you today, amen? What does that mean? It says the Lord is what watching you. Isn't that neat today? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, right? He's watching you. We know that the Lord has what? Divine vision. And his vision is concentrated on the righteous, okay? God's people, right? Why? Because he loves us. Can I get an amen? I said he loves you. He loves me, right? Do you love me? You better. I'm your pastor. I love you back. You know, my wife says to me, she says, I love you, babe. You know what I say to her sometimes? I say, how much? You hear that, guys? That's a good teaching there. Amen. I love you, babe. How much? Sister Marie, I don't want to put her on the spot, but she did this to me one day, and I never forget it because it's a blessing. She said to me, I love you, Pastor. And I said, how much? She went like this. Isn't that neat? Meaning, there's no end to it, right? That's how we should be. That's how God loves us today, right? So his eyes are always watching us, right? Because he loves us, he's protecting us, right? God has given us angels that we need to use while we're going through life's issues and troubles, right? But God says, I'm watching the righteous. My eyes are upon the righteous. And look at the second part of it. It says his ears. Somebody say his ears. God has ears. Did you know that? It says his ears are what? Open, meaning I'm listening to their cry. How many been crying this week? Literally. Well, he's listening to you. It may not seem like it sometimes. You're like, Lord, where are you? I've been knocking. Lord. And it does seem like he's not listening, but how many know he is? He is, okay. He just knows when to answer. How many know that? Friday I was here with the ladies, not that I was part of the meeting, but the Lord spoke to me, go visit people. So I went to visit some people in the area, and I walked. I like to walk. How many like to walk? It's good exercise. I went to see some people in the area. Unfortunately, I didn't catch anybody home. I guess every Friday night was a night to go out. But I got to walk and just pray for the community. I don't get to do that all the time because I don't live here. But Friday, I got to just pray and walk and just ask God to bless our community. It was really special. Then I got to call some people, too, on the phone and do some things. But to know that, you know what? God is watching us. God is hearing our cry. And how many know today we do sometimes need to cry out? We sang that today, that God hears the cries of our heart. Okay, it's nothing wrong with us to cry out, because God is what? Listening and watching, both. Okay, so don't hide your difficulties before God. When you're hurting, don't hide it. Sometimes we want to hide it. I'll come up to you and say, how you doing? You'll say, I'm fine. But a lot of times I can see right through what you said, and you're not fine. Okay. We have to be honest with one another. You can say by faith, I'm great, Pastor, and I'm with you there. Because we're supposed to speak positive. I know that. But when we're hurting, let's tell each other so we can pray for each other. Amen? So we can help each other, right? God wants us to do that. But be encouraged today that when you cry out to God, he's going to hear you. He wants to hear you, okay? He wants to communicate with you, but you got to cry out, okay? Don't let pride hold you back. Sometimes we don't want to let people know that we're hurting. That's not good. Be honest, okay? When you're hurting, you're hurting. You're not going to stay there, though. Can I get an amen? Right? You might be hurting today, but by tonight, you might be totally healed. That's how great it is. Amen? One day I'm sick. Last weekend I was trying, some type of cold was trying to come on me. A couple days I just came against it. You were praying for me, as you always do. I appreciate it. I took some tea. I got some tea today, right? A couple days, gone. Amen. And I've been praying for some of you who are fighting those same symptoms, right? My wife, remember I told you last weekend, we went to visit. She fell. It was after we saw you, Annette. She was leaving one of the homes that we went to, and she missed the last step, and she went down, and she went totally down. But praise God, she's fine. Amen? She's fine. She scraped her knees a little, hurt her wrist a little, but she held herself up, didn't touch her face. Okay? Praise God. Lord was watching. Angels were there. Could have been a lot worse. She could have broke something. How many hear me today? Wait till you hear the scriptures I'm about to give you. Okay? So we can be encouraged today if we're the righteous. Okay? It didn't say anybody else here, but who? The righteous. It's real important. We get this today, okay? Let's look at a few verses to go with this. In Psalm 94, Psalm 94, verse 9, you don't have to turn there. We can put it up. It says, "He that planted the ear, shall he not hear?" How many of the Lord made our ears today? Didn't he make your ears when you were born out of your mother's womb? Didn't you come out with your ears? Right? The Lord did that for us, right? He says, "He that formed the eye, shall he not see?" Well, God made eyes too. Amen? So the one who created what? Eyes and ears. If he made eyes, that means he's looking. He's watching. And he made ears because he's going to hear. All right? He wants to hear us, right? He wants us to communicate. That's really important today. We probably don't communicate with the Lord enough today. Can I get an amen? You shouldn't just communicate when you're here, right? You communicate every day with the Lord. How many know, husbands, if you don't talk to your wife, you're going to get in trouble? How many hearing me today? And ladies, if you don't communicate with your husbands, they're not going to like it either. How many know that? We have to do what? Communicate. If you want your marriage to be tight, some of you need to hear this today, you got to communicate more. Hello. That's a great piece of advice. People pay hundreds of dollars to go see counselors, and I could tell it to you for nothing. Because it's true. That's one of the major issues in marriages today, why people get divorced. And in the church, it's just as bad. I hate to say it today. The divorce rate is even as high, and some statistics I've heard is higher in the church than it is in the world. Because people, husband and wives, don't communicate enough, okay? And then the other reason is money. How many know that? Money. Money is not the root of evil. How many know that? It's the love of money, right? We need money to function. It's our source of means, right? How we do things. But when we don't work together with our finances, we get problems in our marriages. And unfortunately, a lot of times it ends up where we divorce. And how many know today God hates divorce? We should hate it too. If you come to me for marriage counseling, you'll never hear me say, "When do you want to get divorced?" You're not going to hear me say that. I will work with you until the cows come home, that God will heal your marriage. How many hear me today? Okay? Because God doesn't believe in divorce, and I don't either. Okay? We got to work together, right? I'm just trying to make a point here about communicating, right? In Psalm, I got to get moving here. Psalm 37:25, right where we are almost. Listen to what it says here. It says, "I have been young," this is David, "and I am now old." You know, David was around. He says, "Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Can I get an amen? David says, "I've been around, and you know what? The righteous, they've never been forsaken by God." Somebody ought to be encouraged here today. God will never forsake you. Sometimes we forsake him, right? And David said, "I've never seen him begging for bread, for seed," okay? Meaning, God's going to meet our needs if we're the righteous, right? If we're walking with God today. Didn't say the perfect. Who's hearing me? Didn't say the perfect. It said the righteous. How many know who makes us righteous today? Jesus. It's not by my righteousness, not your righteousness, that we get to heaven. It's by the grace of God, right? That we have been accepted because of the cross of Jesus, right? Jimmy Swaggart, he drives that home. I saw him a little bit this morning. He drives it home every week, right? It's about the cross. That Jesus went to the cross. We're so blessed today to know Jesus. And not only that he went to the cross, but that he was resurrected. Can I get an amen? Because going to the cross was important, but if he never rose from the dead, we wouldn't be here today. Hello. Right? But Jesus resurrected from the dead, and he's our victor today, right? So the righteous, you and me, as we walk with God, God will never forsake you. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." But you got to walk with God. Can I get an amen? You got to walk with God. It's a daily thing. Like I was telling you, I was here Friday, I was walking. We gotta walk with God, meaning it's every day. We don't just walk with God on Sundays. Who's hearing me? Or Wednesdays, right? Or Fridays, like the ladies came Friday, right? We walk with God every day. It's a relationship with God every day, right? It's important. Let's keep going here. Go back to the scripture. Psalm 34 gets better, gets a little difficult, but it gets better. It says, "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." Did you see that? Says the Lord, what? His face, he is against those who do evil today. God hates evil, right? God hates iniquity, right? He says, I'm against it. And I'm not only so much against it, but I'm going to cut off even the remembrance of the evil. Those who practice evil, those who follow evil today. He's going to do what? He's going to cut them off. In Psalm 37, verse 9, it says this, "For evildoers shall be cut off." Their time is coming. How many know that? Those who are terrorists, who are killing people, right? Those who are against the church of Jesus Christ, their day is coming. God has our back today. How many know that? Don't worry about the evil ones. God's going to take care of them. We have to be the righteous, though, in the meantime, right? It says here, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Wow. This earth is ours. Amen. It's God's. And because we're part of his kingdom, it's ours too, right? But not the evildoers. Okay. This napkin is giving me a hard time. You're coming over here. Amen. All right? Let's keep going here. It says, verse 17, here it is again. "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth." Second time in three verses, what do we see? It says, who cries? Sometimes we cry out, literally cry, or just cry out in a loud way. You could take that crying in different ways. But it says, "The righteous, there will be a time we cry out, and when we do, the Lord will hear us. Not only will he hear us," he says, he will deliver them from all their troubles. I got one amen. Thank you, Rose. Did you get what we just read here? He says that what? He will deliver us, the righteous, out of what? Some of our troubles. Out of a few of our troubles. Out of the most difficult troubles. He says all. A-double-L. That means all of them. Somebody ought to get excited about that. I don't care what you're going through. You're going to eventually come out of it. Amen. Whatever it is, whatever trouble, it might be physical trouble, you're going to come out of it. Right? Either here on earth or when you get to heaven. I don't know how. God only knows how. But David said to the church, to me and you, he says, you know what? As you cry out, the Lord's hearing. And not only will he hear, but he's going to deliver you out of all your troubles. Man, that's exciting to me today, amen? That's encouraging to me, because sometimes I go through troubles. How about you? I do. So, oh, Pastor, you got it great. No, I don't. I go through stuff I don't even tell you about some of the stuff I go through, okay? Just pray for me as I pray for you, right? But God says, be encouraged today. I'm hearing, I'm watching, I'm listening, and I'm about to deliver you. If you hang on, who's hearing me today? You can't quit. As a Christian today, as a believer, as a righteous one, I should never hear you say, I'm about to quit. Quitters are losers. We're not losers here. We're winners. Because why? We're the righteous. God made us righteous, and he's our help in time of need, right? So today, be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, whatever trouble, God says, I'm watching it, I'm seeing it, I'm hearing you as you cry out, and I'm going to deliver you out of it if you just hold on, okay? However hard it is, however small it might be, however big it might be, God says, I'm going to deliver you. That's encouraging today for us. Why? Because you know what? Troubles cause stress. Stress is a killer today. Did you know that? Stress can really mess you up if you let it continue to flow in you mentally. If you get stressed mentally, eventually it'll plague your body physically. Did you know that today? Years ago, I went to a conference. It was for pastors. This is when I was in my former church. And it was a conference for pastors. And you know what they told us? They told us about stress. Because pastors get stressed out. Did you know that? That's why pastors, the average pastors stay at a church. You know how long it is? And it might have changed now, 3 years. I'm doing pretty good, 13. Praise God. Amen. I mean, I've quadrupled it already. I don't plan to go anywhere. Still want me here? Okay, just making sure. But 3 years, and pastors leave because they're stressed out, can't handle it, or it's not working, you know, whatever. And that shouldn't be, right? I didn't come here to stay 3 years and go somewhere else. I would have stayed where I was. Who's hearing me? I stayed 18 years at my original church. How many? 18, right? And then our pastor retired, and I went through a difficult time with my wife there. But then we stayed another 5 years to support the new pastor. And then the Lord, after 24 years, hear me, 24 years, he said, "Rich, it's time to go." And you know what happened? I cried. I cried because that was home. Who's hearing me today? My blood and sweat I put into that church on the southeast side of Chicago. And that church is still there, but it's a mess. I hate to say it to you right now. I drove by there this week. It's all messed up. It's terrible. It's terrible. I wish I could go back there and fix it. But see, people make wrong decisions. I don't have time to get into all that. Just what I'm trying to say to you, I would have never left there, but the Lord said it's time to go. When God tells you to go, you need to go. Who's hearing me? But today, people go from church to church all the time. Like they're shopping or they're going to eat at a new restaurant. Who's hearing me today? That's not how it's supposed to be. When God sends you to a church, it's supposed to be home. How many think this is home for you? It's home, amen? It is. I love to go to other churches. I'm hoping Saturday, the men, we're going to go have breakfast with CLC. That's where I came from. I was there 2 years before the Lord sent us here. I love to go there. I love the people there, right? But this is home now. This is home, right? That's the kind of relationship we should have, right? But it's not like that with many people today, and it's not good, okay? But be encouraged today. The Lord says, "I'm here." Now let's keep going. I got to finish this. I'm doing okay here time-wise. It says, verse 18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart." Here it is again about crying out to God. Here he says, "The Lord is nigh, he's near, he's listening to those what who have a broken heart, and he saves such as of those who are of a contrite spirit." This is important today. We need to really get this. The Lord is nigh or close to those who have a broken heart. If you got a broken heart, the Lord is right there. Okay? He wants to heal your broken heart, but you got to let him heal your heart, right? How many know from time to time things happen and it hurts us, hurts our heart. Sometimes we hurt each other, not wanting to, but we do. How many know that? Because we're family. Family hurts each other sometimes. Has your brother ever hurt you or your sister in the natural, your blood? Sure they have, right? Sometimes maybe you got mad at your mom or your dad. You know, I got mad at mom before. She probably got mad at me. She's thrown shoes at me while I grew up. She threw everything she could to keep me calm and to listen. Didn't work after I got older, you know that. She would break spoons on me. But I was like, "Mom, I'm older now. That don't work anymore." When I was a little, you know, I'm trying to make you laugh a little bit. But seriously, right? This is important here. God is looking and wants to heal the broken heart. Let me read you a scripture. You know this one real well. In Psalm 51, this is David. David penned this because of what he went through. In Psalm 51:17, it says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit." Right? "A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." See, God wants us to have broken heart like that. Not broken that it totally needs healing all the time, but broken where it's sensitive to the Lord. Can I get an amen? Right? Your heart is open to God. Right? You're not closed in. You're not cold. How many hear me today? It's a heart that is open before the Lord, and God can minister to you as you allow him to, right? And he says here, he will save those who are of a contrite spirit or heart. Spirit and heart are interused in the same way, okay? What's a contrite heart? One who has sorrow for sin. Amen? When you sin, you should be sorrowful that you did. And say, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that, right? Or, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I messed up. Lord, forgive me. Has anybody ever been there? We all have. Even me. I've been there. Done that, right? So God wants a contrite spirit, one who has sorrow for sin, one who's humble. Somebody say humble. Not proud, humble, right? The Lord said, those who are humble, I'm going to do what? Exalt them. Those who are proud, I'm going to abase them. I'm going to put you down. Because you got to learn maybe something if you're proud today. How many know that? Don't be proud or cocky, right? Be humble, right? You don't have to say anything about what you've done. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs? Let somebody else say what you've done. That's a blessing then. When somebody says, man, I'll tell you, so-and-so did this, that's a compliment, and that's the best way to receive it, right? You don't even have to say your accomplishment, even though we like to. I like to talk about them sometimes, right? But I try to make sure I don't say it in being cocky or proud, right? How many hear me today? All I've accomplished is because the Lord. Because the Lord has anointed me or gifted me or enabled me to do the things that I've done. Without him, I can't do any of this stuff. And that should be our spirit, right? So we should be humble. And here's the other thing. We should be penitent. Meaning, again, quick to ask for forgiveness. Quick to say, Lord, I messed up. I'm sorry. Quick to want to get right with God. Can I get an amen? Right? That's the contrite spirit that David had. And David made some major mistakes. How many know that? But God worked in him. God used David. He's a great man of God. He's the only one that we read in the scripture where it says he's a man after what? God's own heart. Who? David. I didn't hear that about anybody else in the scriptures. How many know that? David. A man. How about this? A woman after God's own heart. Isn't that neat? That's you today. If you're one of the righteous, that's you. Okay? God wants to bless those who are like this. Okay, let me give you a couple scriptures with this. Micah. You say, Micah, what's that? Micah's in the scriptures. Amen. Micah's a prophet in the Old Testament. And Micah, let me find it here, 7:18, it says this, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Wow, what an awesome verse. You need to look at that again. Micah 7:18, our God is what a God of mercy. Amen. We need to be people of mercy. The righteous are merciful. Right? We've got to have mercy for those who need it today. We've got to have mercy for each other. I love this one other verse here. Acts 3:19. This is a powerful verse. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Wow. See, sometimes we have to repent. You don't have to go tell everybody, you know, I did this or I did. Just repent before God. Sometimes you come to me, you come to the first lady, or you come to a brother or sister you trust, right? Because you can't tell everybody everything. How many know otherwise it'll be all over the place? Did you know even Christians gossip? Oh, boy. Tale bear. The scriptural way is tale bear. What a word, tail bear. We're not supposed to gossip. We shouldn't do that. But sometimes what? We do, right? So you know who you can trust. You go to them and you say, you know what, sis, would you pray for me? I messed up. And that's it. And God will forgive you on the spot. Isn't that right? And look what happens. You won't be in that sin anymore. You won't feel guilty because the devil wants you to feel guilty. How many know that? He wants you to feel dirty. Like he'll say to you, oh, you blew it. And you say you're a Christian. You ain't no Christian. How many has ever heard the devil say that to you? Right? That's what he tries. He makes to try you feel like you're not worthy. Right? But see, when you repent, it says times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord come back to you. God wants to refresh you today. Amen? How many are being refreshed right now? I am. Right? But you got to repent. You got to get right sometimes. Even the righteous have to repent. Hello? Because we still make mistakes. Okay? God wants to bless us, though, when we repent. All right. I'm almost there. A couple more. Let's look at this. It's going to be powerful here now. Verse 19 of Psalm 34, it says, many... I don't really want to read this first part. Okay. Somebody say many today. Many means a lot, not just a few. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh, boy. I don't want to confess that. I don't want to profess that. But it's scriptural, right? Many are the afflictions or the evils. Maybe I'll use that word because affliction, I don't like that word. But we do tend to get afflicted, right? The devil tries to afflict us with evils, right? It says, many are the afflictions or the evils of the righteous, meaning we go through a lot of stuff. Some of you already told me today you're going through stuff, right? Why? Well, because we're in a battle. How many know God doesn't afflict you today? God is not bringing evil on you. Some people think that. They just don't know their scripture, right? Some think, the Lord is causing me to, you know, be broke or poor so that I would be more faithful as a Christian. Baloney. If you say that today, you don't know what the Bible says, okay? God doesn't humble us that way, okay? We're poor because maybe we're doing something wrong. Or maybe we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. I don't have time to get into that, but God doesn't afflict you or put evil on you. God wants to help you. Can I get an amen? We just read it, right? That he's watching us, he's hearing us, and he wants to hear our cry, and he's going to what? Deliver us, amen? So don't ever say, oh, the Lord is doing this to me when it's something evil. No way, don't say that. Okay, that's wrong. You got some wrong doctrine, okay? But we got to understand this. Because we're the righteous, we're in a fight with the devil, okay? And the devil uses people to come against us. He will. He'll use people in the White House. Who's hearing me today? Oh, boy. Don't get me started. I don't know if you watched the debate Thursday. I wish I didn't. But anyways, we got, even in our White House, right? We're supposed to be working together. We're just fighting each other. It just irritates me when I see it because we're supposed to help each other. Right? We're all supposed to work together. And we can't seem to do that because the devil's working in people. How many know that? We got to be careful. We don't let the devil use us, okay? So you're going to be afflicted. I hate to tell you this. I got to tell you the truth. You will be afflicted. You are going to have evils come against you, right? But I got good news for you here today, church. Look at the next part of the verse. It says, but, somebody say but today. It says, but the Lord will deliver him out of all of them. Some of you didn't get that. You are going to be afflicted. You are going to go through stuff till Jesus comes back. But the Lord says, don't worry, because I will deliver you out of them all. Not just some of them, all of them. If you're the righteous today. Ha ha. There's the difference. The person who comes to church, doesn't come to church, tithes, doesn't tithe, maybe reads their Bible, doesn't read their Bible. Those are like on the fence. You're on really, you better be careful. Don't be on the fence today. You got to be all the way in, or you're better off not to be in at all. Who's hearing me today? The righteous, they're in. How many are in here today? You got to be in all the way, okay? Let me say this to you, encourage you. If you're getting afflicted, you know why? Because you're doing something right. Hear me today. If you're not getting bothered by the devil, maybe you need to start doing some more things, right? Because he's coming against the people of God who are doing some good things. So if you're not getting afflicted, that could be a little bit of a question. What's going on in your life? Okay, I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to give you some wisdom here today. Okay, I get afflicted from time to time. I told you last Wednesday we were talking about something exactly. I don't remember how we got into it, but I had someone who's a client who I've known for years, who's an insurance client of mine. Okay, she just came against me with all she had on the phone, slandered me. Unbelievable. I don't even want to tell you what she said. Okay, and that was not easy to deal with. Okay, I thought I did okay dealing with it, but people are gonna what? Come against you. They're gonna try to slander you. They're gonna try to make you, you know, seem like you're not what you say you are. That's the work of the enemy, and he works in people who are hurting. I said it Wednesday. People who are hurt people. Did you hear me today, church? People who are hurt, they're hurt. So they're not going to bless you or help you. They're going to hurt you back. Maybe not wanting to do that, but because they need healing. They need deliverance. Who's hearing me today? They need change, right? So don't take it personally. I had to get over that Monday when that happened and say, Lord, I pray for her. This woman's blind. So she has a lot of struggles, okay? I don't have those struggles. I thank God I can see, right? I got excellent vision since I went for surgery. I got the laser eyes, remember? Unbelievable vision God has blessed me with. But she's blind. It's very difficult when you're blind. How many know that? So don't take it personally. I said, Lord, bless her. Help her. Let her see what she did so that next time I talk to her, it won't be like that. How many know God can fix it? He said he's going to deliver us. Right? How many have something you need deliverance for today? Deliverance is a good word. Don't take it the wrong way. Some people don't want, oh, I don't need deliverance. Like, you know, you got a devil in you. Well, some people do need deliverance from the devil. Those are people who are actually, you know, more than just stressed or obsessed. I mean, they're really bound. I'm not talking about that, okay? We all go through stuff. So God, in his mercy and his faithfulness, he says, yeah, you might be getting afflicted from time to time. They're going to come. They're going to go. But, man, I'm there. I'm going to deliver you. Don't give up, okay? Don't give up. Stay faithful because God is faithful today. Can I get an amen? Let me read you a scripture that's awesome. You need to memorize this scripture. If you don't know this scripture will change your life. Many times I've gone to this scripture when I was in a battle, when I went through stuff. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Let me read it to you. How many are getting blessed today? Look at this scripture. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, pay attention, but such as is common to man. We all go through the same stuff. Okay? It's common to everybody when we go through temptations. But God, here it is again, but God. Oh, God is so good. He says, but God is faithful. Is he faithful to you? Sure he is. He says, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able? So whatever you're going through, you know why you're going through it? Because you can handle it. Because you got God with you. Amen. Because Jesus is with you. You got angels with you. You got the Holy Spirit. He's not going to allow you to get tempted above that you're able to handle it. It says, but with the temptation, with the trouble. I can change that word to trouble, right? With the temptation, with the trouble, also he will make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, that's good news today, church. Some of you ought to feel lifted right now. Blessed. That what? God ain't going to allow you to go through something you can't get through today. Who's hearing me? Sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Some of you today might say, Pastor, I'm overwhelmed right now. Give it to the Lord. That's why he gave me this message for you today. Give it to him, right? Realize today, focus on the good that God is hearing and watching you, and that he says, you know what, I'm going to deliver you out of this, but you got to press through. Sometimes you got to press through. You got to go in the next gear. Who's hearing me today? Right? I didn't say it was easy, but it's doable. I just read it to you. God says, you can handle it. I won't give you more than you can handle. That should encourage some of us here today. There's a way of escape for us today. It's here today. Praise God. What a blessing. David went through it, so he can encourage us today, right? David went through a lot of afflictions, right? Last verse, verse 20, says, "He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." Praise God, the first lady, when she fell, no bones broken. Can I get an amen? She could have easily broken whatever, right? But God's hand is on her. God's hand's on you. Amen. I've been in sports all my life, church, since a little guy. I just enjoy playing sports, still play sports. And praise God, to the glory of God, I've never had a broken bone, even though I've played a lot of sports. I played hockey. Are you hearing me? Hockey's a brutal sport. At one time, I wanted to be a professional hockey player. You know that testimony, right? Never broke a bone. Wow. Because why? His hand is on me. And he's on you. Not one bone. Let me tell you a quick testimony, and then I'm going to close today. I think I shared this to you before. This was our former church, okay? We had this family come as guests to minister. They were evangelists. And it was a husband and wife and a couple kids, okay? Now listen to what happened. By accident, one of the kids, when they were moving, they had it wasn't a van, it was like a big bus that they would travel throughout the United States, okay? However it happened, one of the kids got behind one of the tires of this big cruiser, okay? And what happened is, it went over the foot of the one child, okay? Now, you know how big those buses are, like a Greyhound bus? That was how the size of this thing. I don't know how many pounds one of those things are, but it went over the child's foot. Are you hearing me? So when we found out, we began to pray for this child. I don't remember how many years old, but the Lord, you know what the Lord gave me? This scripture. What is it? He keepeth all his bones. Oh my God, somebody's going to get excited here today. And not one of them is broken. The Lord gave me a prophetic word, a word of knowledge for that little kid, and I gave it to the parents during the service, okay? And you know what? Afterwards, they went to see the doctor, got x-rays. No bones were broken. Are you hearing me? This thing went over the foot. Not a one. It's a miracle. This family was doing the work of the Lord. Even though it got an accident, God took care of this little kid. No bones broken. Does that mean we're never going to have a broken bone? Not necessarily. But what I'm saying is, God's got your back. He's got your back, Enzo. Amen. Annette's got your back. It's got my back. I know it. I don't need anybody to preach to me. I know it because I know the word. How about you today? He's got my back. Amen. After. Wednesday. I'll let you testify, okay? So, we all have testimonies. We all been going through stuff. Some of you are in some battles today, but I'm here to encourage you today. God has your back, and he wants to fix what needs to be fixed, okay? My wife wanted you to come up earlier. Maybe it wasn't the exact time for some of you, but I'm going to ask Brother Ramel if he could play a little music for us. But now's the time, okay? It's early still. Well, I didn't do too bad. God wants to touch you, okay? If you need prayer, as we close the service, I'm going to ask you, get out of your pew and come up here. And I want to pray for you, okay? Pray for you that God, whatever he's doing, whatever you're going through, it's temporary. I want you to get that today. It's temporary, and you're about to come out of it. Now, how long it takes for you to come out of it, that's on you. How are we going through it is the key today, right? If we have a good attitude, we're pressing, we're asking God to help us, you know what? You might come out of that trouble quicker. Our attitudes mean a lot today. They really do. So I'm here to encourage you. The altar is open. I'm going to pray for you in a moment. Please come. let God touch you today. Thank you for being obedient, those of you coming. I believe there's quite a few of us that probably need to be up here. Don't hide. Don't hide from your troubles. Give them to God today, okay? Let him, because he's watching you. Remember, we read it. He's watching you. He's hearing you. God wants to make a testimony out of your trouble today. Isn't that neat? God wants to give you a testimony so you can be encouragement to other people today. Right? He'll do it in his time. Praise God. We will bless those viewers that are watching us. Father, we thank you for them. Bless them in their needs today, Lord. I pray the message has touched them and that some of them, Lord, would say, yes, I need Christ in my life. I give my life to the Lord today. Forgive me, Lord, of my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you to our viewers. Praise God. I'm going to pause just another moment. Come up here if you need prayer. Come on. Come. God wants to touch you today. He wants to give you strength today, whatever you're going through. Okay? Some of you are going through some rough stuff, and I know because you talked to me, but God is able. Okay? God is able. The bigger the problem, the bigger the testimony, man. God wants to bless you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Those of you who are okay, I want you to pray for these that have come up today. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, right? We're gonna anoint them with oil quickly. Hallelujah. Remember the scripture, what we read. God's not giving you a testimony, or God's not giving you a temptation or a trouble that's too hard for you to deal with. He will give you the grace to deal with it. How many want some more grace? It's here for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, let your spirit flow right now. It's not going to be a long prayer, okay? I'm just going to touch you and believe God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you for your word that encourages us today. Lord, let your anointing touch your people right now in a special way, Lord. God, just give them victory in these problems and troubles and situations, Lord. Victory. I speak victory, Lord. Victory in the camp, Lord, in Jesus' name. Victory for Rita right now in Jesus' name. Take it. Victory in Jesus. Trust him today. Victory, oh God. Hallelujah. Victory for my brother Eric, Lord.